Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. A little later on, we're going to be talking about the most popular Halloween candy per state in each state. Supermarket Sweep is making a comeback, too, so we'll talk about that. And also, we're going to have another round of Celebrity Name Game that's coming up. That was Green Lake, one of two new songs from Terry White, and it's the A-side of a single. Terry's been on the show before. He's a friend of the overnight show. Hi, Terry.
Yeah, how you doing?
Can you move in a little bit on the mic there? How are you, man?
I'm very, very good. How about you?
Good. It's been a while since you've been on my show, but you're no stranger to the overnights here on WGN. Yep.
No, I've done it a few times.
Yeah, with Stephen Johnny.
Stephen Johnny.
Yeah.
And Bill Leff, too.
Bill Leff, yeah, sure.
Yeah. With him too. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Well, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you back. And a lot of people remember you from when you were on with Stephen Johnny a lot. You were the band called the Yellowhammers.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that band.
Okay, so that band, well, we're still together.
Yeah.
In fact, we're just working on a new record. It's me and Kevin James and Rob Pierce started it, and we have Phil Levin and Tom Neisel that joined us, and it's just a band that's been, me, Kevin, and Rob have been playing together since like 1989.
Yeah, that's a while.
Yeah, and that was another band that was out in Los Angeles called the Modern Day Saints, and then we just morphed into that, and we've been doing it ever since.
Well, cool, and you're here to talk about some of your, you're playing every third Thursday at Fitzgerald's now.
Well, that's at the Friendly. I play the last Friday of every month at Fitzgerald's.
Yeah. Oh, and then you're playing at Friendly.
Yeah, and play at the Friendly Tap, which is down the street. That's
right.
In Berwyn. That's in the Roosevelt Road, which is kind of a happening area. You got Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald and Wire.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that area has blown up.
Yeah.
I mean, really, become very, very, very popular among musicians.
There's a lot to play out there. And so there's just a ton of good musicians hanging out there and coming to town.
And you're working on an album?
Yeah, so kind of two at the same time, doing the Yellowhammers record and doing some stuff on my own as well.
Yeah. And we're going to hear a song called Up the Mississippi.
Yep.
You're going to play it live in studio.
Okay.
And then we'll get to hear another song a little bit later on. Let's start from the beginning. I know that you were from Oak Park.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in music.
I always liked music just since I was a little kid. So, in grammar school, my older brother started playing guitar. And first of all, my dad always had stuff around. My dad played piano. And he had this closet, there was nine kids in our family, so my dad was busy all the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
But when he was growing up, he was a singer, and he was a musician, so he had all these, and he had this closet, and every time we go in there, we find a new instrument. He had a trumpet in there, a banjo in there, a guitar. It's like, where's all, he doesn't play any of this stuff anymore. So we used to drag it out and start playing it, and then, so I started noodling around the guitar. And then my brother started playing, and I was pretty young, so he started teaching me how to do stuff.
So you're one of nine?
Yeah.
Does everybody play music?
No. I play, and my brother John, the one that's a year older than me, he played piano. My sister Molly plays piano. My older brother Kevin's the one that got me started playing guitar, but then he kind of gave it up.
And
I think that's it.
Yeah. And so you started, you were self-taught at first?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And then, picking up or stealing riffs from everybody that you know as you go.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the first band you were in?
The high school band was the Restless Youth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first real band that actually had gigs,
Right. Did you guys do originals or did you?
We did a couple originals.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody would want to hear them, but we were in high school.
Who would you cover?
It sounded suspiciously like something that was on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. So what other kind of bands would you cover?
We did The Stones, we did Jumpin' Jack Flash, we did Gloria by Van Morrison.
Of course, yeah.
We did, one of the ones that was a little bit off that nobody else did was we did My Wife by The Who,
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't seen anybody do that
That is a deep cut, my friend. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an Entwistle song.
It's an Entwistle song.
Yeah, man.
And it's a funny story.
Tell everybody about that song. It's hilarious. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, so I have to go back and look at the lyrics to remember because it's been so long since we played it and I haven't even listened to it. But this guy's in trouble, with his wife and everything's going wrong.
But, yeah.
And it's a really good rock song.
Oh, it's a great song. You just pulled that one out of thin air, man. I don't think I've ever seen a high school band play My Wife.
I haven't seen any band, maybe.
Yeah, I know. It's great. So you played here in Chicago for a while? And
yeah, so No, that was high school. Then went to college down in Southern Illinois, and that's when the band called the Modern Day Saints got together. And that band is the one that, you know, traveled around all around the country.
Yeah.
Eventually moved out to Los Angeles and lived out there for years. And that's the one I probably spent the most time with, you know, certainly professionally doing, you know, just all day, every day on the road or playing or recording, writing, everything.
Yeah. Wow. And then you toured everywhere then.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, really a lot in the region, Midwest, and then down a lot in the South, mm-hmm. you know, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, all that stuff.
You like? Did you like being on the road?
At first, it was great.
At first,
yeah.
Because
we were pretty young, so it was all right. But, you know, after a little while, you know, unless you're making a lot of money, it gets pretty old. And you don't make any money, so eventually you just get tired of being poor. You know?
Right, right, right. So tell me about how the Yellowhammers got together.
Okay, so we're in Los Angeles, and when the band breaks up in Los Angeles, two of the guys, the drummer and the bass player, moved back to Chicago. I stayed out there for a little while, and then when I came home, you know, about a year later, we just naturally fell together again. It was like something to do. It was like bowling night, you know, Thursday
right.
nights. We just got together
right.
and started recording, and we were really tired of playing live because that's really all we did for all those years. It was, you know, 7 or 8 years of just every night.
Playing. Yeah,
and so we just recorded two records really without playing any shows at all. This is like for 5 or 6 years, we didn't really play out. You know, once or twice we'd play out. That's mm-hmm. it. And then we all started having kids. When the kids got a little bit older, we started playing again. And that's when we did this corner bar tour all over Chicago mm-hmm. after school. Which was weird because we just wanted to play in corner bars where nobody knew us.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't necessarily used to having music, so we'd go to a bar and say, hey, listen, can we play your bar? And he'd be like, what do you mean, can you play one? No. Who are you guys? You know, he was probably nervous that we wouldn't be any good.
Right.
So we'd end up going to do these shows just for free. We show up, and sure enough, the patrons at the bar, who are, you know, these would be blue-collar
yeah.
bars, right?
Yeah.
And so they'd be up there. They'd be sitting at their bar having their afternoon drinks, or maybe the evening drinks. We show up to set up at 6 or 7.
Right.
They'd be watching Jeopardy or something.
Right.
Right,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, and then we come in, we're bringing in Garrett, and you could see him looking at us suspiciously like, what's this?
Yeah.
And they'd be looking at the bartender, is you know,
yeah.
are these guys going to interrupt Jeopardy? So there's some animosity.
I have to tell you that, you know, like when I was a drinking man, I hung out at a couple of bars very, very regularly. And if anything screwed up what our schedule was our drinking schedule, we would be very suspicious. So a band coming in while people are betting on Jeopardy in a bar would not be taken lightly. So you'd have to win these people over.
Yeah, so it was a tough crowd.
Yeah. yeah.
But then, you know, we'd start playing and they'd get along with it. By the end of the night, they're all buying us shots. So
yeah,
they didn't want us to leave. You know?
That's great, man.
So it was. so we did that a lot. And then, of course, we just played all over, you know, the city and mm-hmm. you know, travel a little bit if there's something worth going out of town for.
Yeah.
But, in fact, Green Lake, the song you were just playing, there's one of the guys in the band has a place up Green Lakes in Wisconsin. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful, it's a lake, it's just a vacation kind of area.
Yeah.
And one of the guys has a place up there. So we go up there and play every year with either the Yellowhammers or the other band I'm in, a Cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of the out-of-town gigs we do, and it's which is a blast. So that song's really about that area.
That's about that area. Well, okay, now you were playing this Thursday at Fitzgerald's. Are you opening
right.
for Peter Case?
Right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, Peter Case is, you're familiar with him. There,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who were some of the other bands that you've opened for? Mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite gigs in that regard?
Let's see here. So I remember one time here in Chicago, it was like Thanksgiving. I mean, I think it was the day after Thanksgiving. We played at the Metro, and we were opening up for Jane's Addiction. And this is like 1988 or something.
I may have been at that show.
Okay.
I think I may have been at that show, and I think it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No, it was the night after Thanksgiving.
I just remember when we came in to load in and sound check, they had a big table set up on the dance floor. This is before anybody's in the place. And it's Jane's Addiction with Joe Shanahan. Those guys are all having Thanksgiving dinner there.
Yeah, that's great.
And
I believe I was at that. I was at that time, I was working at the Jewel up the street on Southport. And if I remember correctly, I left my gig at Jewel and went down to the Metro to see that. So I saw you open for Jane's Addiction.
Today,
what was the name of the band?
Modern Day Saints. Was
Modern Day
Saints.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so, that was when they had that, you know, their hit on the radio was Jane Says.
Yeah.
That time. So they were really new, you know.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I mean, that was a great gig, though.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Yeah, it was really because I mean we're Midwest guys, and so I mean not that we're so when we come walking into a sound, we've played with all kinds of bands over the years. Right?
Yeah,
and then you come in and you see Perry's dressed, you know, basically in ladies' gear. You know, I'm going, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
And then when they come out and play, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Terry White's with us, and you can see him on Thursday. Play at Fitzgerald, 6615 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. He's opening for Peter Case, and we have a link on our Facebook page for all that information. We're going to hear some live music coming up right after we take a break for the news here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. It's Tuesday. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about most popular Halloween candies per state. And the supermarket sweep is back. We'll talk a little bit about that and have a game of celebrity name game coming up. But right now we're talking with Terry White, and that's the music you just heard. Terry has been on the show before. An old friend of the overnight hours here on WGN, going back to Bill and to Steve and Johnny. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
He's got a gig coming up this Thursday at Fitzgerald's. You're opening for Peter Case. Now, before we took a break for the news, I was asking you who were some of the other bands that you've toured with or opened for. What are some of your other favorite gigs that you've played?
Let's see. So,
Yeah, and you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, one time when we were playing through the South, we got a call. The drummer was connected to the agent that booked us in the South. And so he gets a call. We're getting ready to go on this tour. We're down in Southern Illinois, and we're packing up for this tour. And he comes into our studio and says, listen, guys, I just got off the phone. This guy called. He said he's Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh? He goes, yeah. At the time, I guess Joe was cleaning up. So he's living in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, he'd have to go out and have some fun. So he'd go to this town in Mississippi, one of the college towns, and he knew the program director and said, you know, do you have any bands coming into town? And so he'd tell, yeah, here's the band, and he'd go come down and sit in with the band. So we were the band that coming that weekend to play in the campus, and so he called our drummer and said, hey, can I sit in with you guys? And my drummer didn't know. He was like, this is Joe Walsh, right? Okay, yeah, sure, Joe.
Yeah.
No problem. So he tells us the story. We're like, was it really him? He goes, I have no idea.
Goes, but some guy's going to show up and play with us.
He said, yeah, can you guys, you know, can you learn some of my songs? So we're getting ready to go on tour. We said, we don't have time to learn songs. We're leaving right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go on this tour, and, you know, you kind of forget about it. So it comes time for the show. We're like, hey, this is the one that Joe Walsh said he's going to be playing at.
Mm-hmm.
So we get down there, and there's just a bunch of excitement on the whole campus. You know, as soon as we pull in and get out of the truck, and the guys, they're meeting us, and he's, hey, you guys are pumped, you know, you guys are playing with Joe Walsh. I'm like, wow, really? He's here?
Yeah.
So we go back, and there he is. Mm-hmm. He's dressed. He's got the long duster on. He's got snakeskin cowboy boots, a big hat.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, he's just on his weekend away from the family.
Right.
So he goes, hey, you guys, how you doing? He's the friendliest guy in the world, you know, real down earth, and he's had a few drinks. And so we all greet each other, and he's, all right, so what did you guys learn my songs? And we're like, no.
We didn't think it was really you.
Nor did we have time. You didn't learn the songs? And I was, no. Okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Go, well, we can do Rocky Mountain Way for sure. You know,
yeah. Yeah, sure.
So we did that, and and then we just huddle up after every song. And we, okay, let's try Gloria. Or
yeah.
We'll do, you know, we just pulled out Chuck Berry songs and We just played. He had a blast. Honestly.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's a great story. Yeah. That's a great story.
Well, the hard part was that he's the lead guitar. I was the lead guitarist in that band. And, you know, he and Joe Walsh, he plays the lead, and he gets done with it. He looks over me. You take one. I'm like, I'll follow you.
I'm not going to follow Joe Walsh. Wow, that's great. Well, listen, let's hear a song. What song are you going to play first here?
Or should we play the one off the single there?
Yeah, because your single is Green Lake. That's the A side. The B side is Up the Mississippi. And it's just recently released. Can people go to terrywhitemusic.com?
Yep. Terry White Music. Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And so this the song you're going to play is Up the Mississippi. Is there a story behind this one?
You know, there is. I was writing a song with my buddy. He was going to do a record. And so he asked me to do a song with him on the record. A lot of his friends were going to do a song on the record. So we had this chorus in mind because one time we were on the road and we got lost. We're going up to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't know where we were. And so someone said in the van, hey, if we just take it up the Mississippi, we'll get there. So we're having some fun in the van, and so somebody starts saying, I'm taking it up. So that's how it started.
Yeah.
But then when we started writing the song, well, what are we going to say? It's, you know, and then my buddy that I was writing with started telling me a story about his grandfather who had apparently run into some issues in his youth where he had to get out of town.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think he got a woman pregnant. He had to change his name and everything.
Oh,
so,
man.
So I go, well, there's a story. Let's write that, you know. So it's really the story of my buddy's grandfather.
No, it's the story of your buddy's grandfather who had to get out of town.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's called Up the Mississippi, and this is Terry White, everybody, on WGN.
I'm getting out, hopping a barge. I'm leaving New Orleans. I'm leaving at dawn. Changing my name, going home to East Moline. They'll be asking about me in the quarter. They'll inquire down on 7th Street. They found Jim Hill lying dead in an alley. They've got my name on an APB. I'm taking it up the Mississippi, back home to East Moline. I'm taking it up, hope they don't miss me down in New Orleans. Well, Jim Hill got his start as a brakeman, working for the ICG. He took a wife and he had 5 daughters, the Appleby and Mary Jean. Well, Mary Jean was a willful beauty. She was made to hide her tattoo. She cut her hair in the latest fashion, 17 going on 32. I'm taking it up the Mississippi, back home to East Moline. I'm taking it up, hope they don't miss me down in New Orleans. Well, Jim Hill owned his daughter about the rebel. He employed on the Louisiana Queen, but a warning was an invitation, and I fell for Mary Jean. When I spied her one day on the landing, I asked, she brought me water. As I drank it, I knew my days were numbered. I knew she was the boss's daughter. I'm taking it up the Mississippi, back home to East Moline. I'm taking it up, hope they don't miss me down in New Orleans. Thank you. It wasn't long before she was expecting. It wasn't long before they traced it to me. Well, Jim Hill grabbed some shells and a couple of pals, and they found me behind the old canteen. A butcher's son, I was raised and remain. A butcher's knife, always concealed. I plunged it deep and I ran, and I changed all my plans. Now I'm getting out of New Orleans. I'm taking it up the Mississippi, home to East Moline. I'm taking it up, hope they don't miss me down in New Orleans. In the land of Creole voodoo, better wear a protective charm, 'cause the women cast spells and their daddies come from hell. The whole town is poised to do you harm. I'm taking it up the Mississippi, back home to East Moline. I'm taking it up, hope they don't miss me down in New York.
Great, man. That was great.
Well, thank you.
That was really great. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, we talked about this on the show some weeks ago, like the best storytelling songs.
Okay.
You know, and I love that genre, and that certainly fits in the bill. We're going to take a break. That was great. Terry White is with us, and he's got two new songs that are out, and he's opening for Peter Case at Fitzgerald's on Thursday, and we have a link on our Facebook page for all the information, and we'll come back with more after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's Terry White, and he's live in studio with us, and we just heard a really cool song, a newer song that Terry's put together called Up the Mississippi. Are you a fan of the storytelling genre?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a sucker for a story.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite? Do you have a favorite story songs?
You know, there's Dylan was always good at it. You
yeah.
know, Lily, Rosemary and Jack of Hearts is a great story.
Or yeah.
The one you do with the Traveling Wilburys, the, what's the name of that? The getting out of Rawway Prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Yeah, Tweeter and the Monkey Man, yeah. Yeah, so those are great. We were talking about that just some time ago about like some of the best storytelling songs. And, you know, it seems to be the genre that dominates the storytelling song seems to be country.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones where it's like, you know, I mean, Shel Silverstein wrote Boy Named Sue,
right.
Which is one of the greatest yeah. storytelling songs of all time.
That might be the best.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I was a little kid, my dad had that live at San Quentin. Right?
Yeah.
And I listened to that song. I must have been a million times.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of folky, too. The folk is the other one is that
yeah.
really has a storytelling going with it, too, you know.
What are some of your influences when you were growing up? What were you listening to?
You know, I'm from that era where you know, everybody listened to the Beatles and Stones and Dylan.
Yeah.
And so certainly all that stuff. You know, everything, you know, Zeppelin, The Who, Neil Young was real big.
Oh, yeah. They're speaking of storytelling.
Yeah.
Right, there's another
yeah.
guy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neil Young is one of my favorites.
Now, storytelling, another one was Jim Croce. He had those, you know, the Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
Again, I was pretty young when that was talking. I was fascinated by that story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he had the other one. It was almost the same song. Was Don't Mess Around with Jim.
Yeah, you know? Which was exactly almost the same
yeah,
song.
One
yeah.
was a country guy. One was a black guy in the South Side of Chicago.
Right.
The other was some country guy from down south.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear another song. What are we going to hear?
All right, this one's called and so are you. And then in parentheses, Mama's Gone.
Okay. Here we go.
You've seen the songs with parentheses.
Yeah.
I had to do one with parentheses.
You had to do one. You have to. I think by legal standards, you have to do at least one song with parentheses in it.
I think what is it, the Norwegian Wood had A Bird Has Flown.
A Bird Has Flown,
which
yeah.
I never understood what that had to do with it. Well, now I do, but when I was 10 years old.
All right. Here we go. Terry White, everybody.
I will live longer without you. Now that you're gone, I'll breathe a little easier. And I've forgotten how you feel, but you're on my mind, especially when I'm drinking. I've always known that you're no good, the gifts you gave, they didn't seem to last, but my mama always liked you. The first time you met, you gave her your last cigarette. And Mama's gone, and so are you. You wouldn't come and see her in the end. Message machine picks up your ring, records your click. Ain't love sick, and I'm dying for a drag of you. I threw my fingers, consume my heart, and steal my breath away. And Mama's gone, and so are you. You wouldn't come and see her in the end. Your mama's gone for good, and I'd trade every moment with you if I could.
Very nice, man. Really, really good. Before we let you go, and by the way, everybody, Fitzgerald's Thursday night, opening for Peter Case. You're also doing residency at Friendly?
Yeah, Friendly, and then the Fitzgerald's the last Friday of every month.
Last Friday of every
Cannonball.
Month.
Cannonball.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's one more. So I'm in another band called the Zimmerman.
Okay.
It's a conglomerate of guys and women, men and women that do Dylan covers.
Okay. Real quick before you get out of here, I always ask this of musicians. I probably asked you this the last time you were here. It was the first album you ever bought.
Help.
Help? Okay.
I was 5 years old. I was 65. Yeah.
And first concert you ever saw?
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, it was like the slow hand tour. I had like third row center. I had like a rich buddy or something.
Got in there. That's great. Always a pleasure, man.
Hey, thank you very
much. Really, really great hearing great music.
Congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Well, thanks, man.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, Terry, thank you, man. Okay, Terry White, everybody, and you can see him Thursday at Fitzgerald's, opening for Peter Case, and we have all the information on our Facebook page. Nick DiGilio here, and we'll take a break on 720 WGN.